Disabled Southgate resident Anna Casas-Wilson was arrested last Thursday evening in front of Wells Fargo Chief Financial Officer Tim Sloan's San Marino home after a two-hour standoff between police officers and demonstrators. Casas-Wilson and some 80 supporters were there to ask Sloan to accept her good faith mortgage payment and to stop the eviction of her and her family. Just by holding the demonstration in front of Sloan's home, the group was violating a San Marino city ordinance passed last year that requires protesters to remain at least 150 feet away from a residence targeted for protest. At Thursday's demonstration, this ordinance meant that all the demonstrators gathered in front of Sloan's home risked arrest. San Marino has one of the highest average per capita incomes in Los Angeles. Casas-Wilson, who suffers from cerebral palsy and was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer in 2009, has been fighting the foreclosure on her 949-square-foot home for months. Wells Fargo ultimately rejected a loan modification request from Casas-Wilson after offering her the opportunity to apply for one. She and her husband, James Wilson, became unable to meet housing payments at the time of Anna's diagnosis and subsequent treatment. Now that Casas-Wilson's husband is back to work full-time and the family is more economically stable, Anna is pleading with Wells Fargo to stop the eviction of her family from her childhood home. Wells Fargo leads the nation in housing foreclosure rates and is being accused of violating the Federal Fair Housing Act that was adopted in 1968. As a result of an undercover investigation conducted by the National Fair Housing Alliance. Accompanying Casas-Wilson at the protest were members of the Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment, the Service Employees International Union, and people organized for Westside Renewal. Uprising correspondent Chiara Borghetti was on the scene, and she filed this special report for Uprising.
My name is Anna Marie Casas.
And can we go back in time a little bit? Can you tell me sort of the beginning when all of this started with your illness? I know you said that you've been fighting this cause, this Wells Fargo cause, for 4 years, but can we go back a little bit?
Okay. In 2009, during Christmas, I got, phone calls from this modification place from the bank. And they kept calling me and telling me, we could give you a good rate, we could lower your payments and all this and that. And they kept calling me. And I said, no, we can't. I don't need it. I don't want a modification. I don't need a modification. And then they kept calling until finally in January of 2009, which was after Christmas. That's when I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And that's when it seemed like I had breast cancer. Then I went in for chemo right away. And I was going to chemo. And by the time this whole modification stuff, which nobody sent us any paperwork. Nobody sent us anything.
So this was all over the phone.
It was all over the phone. It was all fax. It was all by phone and fax and everything.
But you never saw papers.
I never saw any paperwork, anything, until one day I was in the hospital because I had gotten sick when I was going to chemo. And my mom called me and she told me that someone came to the house and said that our house was going to be up for auction Saturday. And I go, no, because the modification people are working on it. How can it be going up for auction? And, I couldn't just jump out of my hospital bed and go see what was going on. So by the time I got out, nothing happened right away. But then I called the lady that came to my house. And I asked her, what do you mean? What proof do you have that my house was foreclosed on or for auction? And she gave me a list of houses, and mine was on it.
So the intensity of that took you by surprise, and you feel like it was sort of behind your back.
Yeah, I felt like they did it behind my back, and and I felt like it was really a mean, evil thing to do to a person that was really going through cancer and going through chemo. I believe that this bank, like I said, these people have no heart. They have no moral. They have nothing. They think that they're in their own, right now they're in their own little community. They don't even have enough cops. They have to call other cops to come in.
Right.
These people think that they're so untouchable. It's ridiculous.
And if Tim Sloan did open the door right now, what is the first thing you would say to Tim?
I would tell him, why don't you work with us? Why can't you work with us? Explain to me why. Give me a good enough reason. I didn't do anything. We've been living there since 1975. We had no problems until Wells Fargo took it over. We had no problems.
And what do you say to all of these people here today that are supporting you and your cause, Anna?
I told them that they're angels.
Esteban Martorell. I'm here because I think that we should enforce the real laws. We should arrest the real criminals, the criminal who lives in this house, like all the other banking criminals who've robbed us of our homes and our republic and have turned us into a corporate oligarchy. I'm here because I want to see justice for this poor woman who deserves to live in her house.
Open that door! Open that door! Open that door!
My name is Blanca Gallegos, and I'm with the Service Employees Union, Local 99, and we are here supporting Ana Casas and her husband, James Wilson, because they represent so many families, so many people who are in their same situation, and we're here to support their courage, to standing up to the 1%, and to really showing that, you know, this country is prosperous, and they need to start sharing that prosperity. It's not right that, you know, just a few people can really amass a fortune while they force other people out of their homes.
And you and your life have been personally affected by a similar issue, correct? We were just speaking about that.
Yes, my husband lost his job, and then he also had to close down a business because of this economy. So we know how difficult the economy is, and we know how difficult it is for families. Anna and James are a representative of so many of us. So we're here to show our support and to applaud their courage and really to show that, you know, people are standing up and we are fighting for our homes and for our livelihoods and for our futures.
And what do you have to say to Wells Fargo this evening?
Well, I say please listen to these families as we're coming to your home, as families, as homeowners, as people who want to provide for their families, who want to provide a safe home for their families. So please work with this family. It's the right thing to do. It's something that you know, they need to do.
Banks got bailed out. We got sold out. Banks got bailed out. We got sold out.
My name is Peggy Mears, and I'm a community organizer for ACE. I got involved with ACE in October of 2010. I was losing my home, and I heard about them on NPR. And I came in and sat down with one of the organizers, and I joined as a member. And from the day I joined, I became very active, very passionate about what was going on as far as people losing their homes. I didn't really think about it until it happened to me. And that's the part that a lot of people have to take notice of. It could happen to you.
Right.
So I got really, really involved. And just so happened, ACE sent me to a meeting with the executives at my bank as a member. There were a bunch of nonprofits having a meeting with the bank because that One West Bank, they weren't participating in the Keep Your Home California program. So we went and met, and I wasn't going to go, but I went on and went, and I happened to be sitting next to the president. So he says, "How are you today?" I said, "Fine, considering you selling my house tomorrow." So he says, "Oh, well, we need to talk." So he interceded. That was the only way I was able to save my home. Homeowners don't have that opportunity. So I'm passionate about this. I drive 100 miles a day from the Inland Empire to L.A. because I'm serious about this here.
My name is Maria Fitzsimmons. I'm with Power, and I'm here because this is part of a long campaign to get Wells Fargo to pay its fair share and to stop investing in private prisons and immigration detention centers, making its money off deportations, as well as to get rid of its incredibly predatory payday lending program. Is going on over a year to get Wells Fargo to do these things, and we've met with them a number of times. We've had protests at their homes. On Tuesday, we went to their shareholder meeting, and there were 15 people, including myself, who were arrested there, and they refused to negotiate with us, so we're keeping the pressure on. Today is a great follow-up to the shareholder meeting last Tuesday.
So, like Anna, have you been personally affected by a story like this in your life? Or do you know people that have been personally affected?
Well, both. I mean, I'm personally affected when big banks don't pay their federal income taxes. I'm personally affected when they cut services that I need in my community, like parks, like quality schools. I feel that every day. I also work with hundreds of Power members who feel it every day in public housing. When there are budget cuts, public housing is hit very hard. And I also work with lots of undocumented people whose families have been split up because Wells Fargo insists on making money on deportations.
Hey, big banks, you can't hide. We can see your greedy side. Hey, big banks, you can't hide. We can see your greedy side.
You've been listening to a special report by Uprising correspondent Chiara Borghetti, who was in San Marino on Thursday in front of the residence of Tim Sloan, the chief financial officer of Wells Fargo. Anna Casas Wilson, a Los Angeles area resident, was there along with dozens of supporters to try to make her mortgage payment directly to Sloan. She faces foreclosure.